As the United States shifts its focus to a war on terrorism, some countries that depend on U.S. aid may have reason to worry. Colombia is the third largest recipient of American aid after Israel and Egypt. Some fear that billions of dollars to support the anti-drug crusade known as Plan Colombia may be in jeopardy. NPR's Jerry Haddon reports from Bogota.
In the days following the terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, Colombians by and large expressed shock and sympathy toward the United States. 30-year-old Genaro Suarez sells cigarettes and sweets on the streets of Bogota. I think it's so tragic, Suarez says. There's no country in the world that deserves this. At the same time, many, like 24-year-old advertising executive Paula Fernandez, are worried that the U.S. will now be too preoccupied to sustain crucial aid for Colombia's battle against its drug cartels.
We're really grieving, and I bet a lot of people are really afraid of what's coming up with the peace process and the visit and the help from the U.S. that might get a little bit lost.
Fernandez is referring to the $1.3 billion in mostly U.S. military aid Colombia has begun to receive to fight coca cultivation. Colombian drug lords supply 90% of the cocaine that reaches the United States. Secretary of State Colin Powell was due to visit Colombia to reassure President Andres Pastrana of continuing U.S. support. But after the suicide attacks in the U.S., Powell canceled his visit and returned home from Peru, the first stop on his planned Latin American tour. The abrupt loss of attention has many Colombians wondering what's to become of their complex war against rebel groups and their involvement in the drug trade. Luis Alberto Restrepo is a professor of political science in Bogota. He says the rebels, in particular the large left-wing FARC, could step up armed defenses as the U.S. spotlight swings towards the east.
Yo creo que para las FARC es una buena noticia.
I think that for the FARC, this could be good news. If the presence of the United States decreases in Colombia, which could be possible in the immediate future. But I think, overall, that for the U.S., the Colombian conflict is not just an internal affair. It's regional and affects all of Latin America.
Powell's stopover in Colombia was to come at a crucial moment in that country's assault on coca growing. Plan Colombia has come under increased criticism. Human rights groups say the U.S. should be wary of funding the Colombian military, which they say still commits widespread abuses against citizens. Gloria Galindez runs Colombia's Association for the Relatives of the Detained and Disappeared.
I believe the Colombian government has been able to display a good international image. But within the country, in terms of true respect and guarantees for human rights, expectations have not been met.
Galindez says over 600 people disappeared last year at the hands of rebel and government forces, up 50% from the year before. Human Rights Watch says the United States is participating in no less than a dirty war, backing a corrupt military in the name of eradicating drugs. The government says the military is becoming more aware of citizens' rights. But there's a more fundamental problem with the plan. It's not working. Everyone agrees that coca planting has actually increased in the year since the plan was launched. Colombian President Pastrana has called for a conference to review the initiative. American officials have said that's a good idea. But with the U.S. now focused on responding to the terrorist attacks, such a meeting will likely be on hold for some time. Colombia's hopes may lie in the long term, as the U.S. seeks greater global cooperation against all forms of terrorism that could mean renewed help in combating the country's three rebel factions, all officially designated terrorist organizations by the United States. Jerry Haddon, NPR News, Bogota, Colombia.